Lesson 34. Sam, in Lesson 34, it looks like it's going to be very different than anything we've done so far. What's the purpose of this lesson?
Well, what we do in Lesson 34 is introduce to our learner our two most common verbs, to have and to be, and their tenses. The learner is already familiar with the words am, is, was, has, and had. And the words have, are, they, were, you are very common but irregular words. The learner already knows the sounds of their consonant letters, so these words can actually be learned as sight words. And the sole purpose of this lesson, however, is merely to expand the learner's ability to read more interesting sentences. However, these words will be more thoroughly studied later in their own spelling families.
All right, let's read down the first column, giving us an understanding of the various tenses of the verb to be. I am, you are, he is, she is, we are, they are. Now let's go down the next column to the right, and that is the present tense of the verb to have. I have, you have, he has, she has, we have, they have. Now, on the bottom of the page in the left-hand column, we're going through the past tense, meaning something that already happened, indicating in the past. The past tense of the verb to be, when you read it personally, it is I was, you were, he was, she was, we were, they were. And the past tense of to have, we read I had, you had, he had, she had, we had, they had. Very good. Now, this is an excellent place to stop and go through these verbs again. We use them all the time. We just want to use them correctly, meaning the present tense, speaking of what is current, or the past tense, what is past.